I'm sorry. The answer is no. I hate it. I don't like it at all. I'm not like I think it looks ridiculous. No, that's you're not doing that. I really hate that. Like, you are not putting a topper on our brand new truck. What's up, guys? It's Jacqueline. I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and I'm committed to sharing with you all the stuff they probably should have taught us in school. Today's episode is all about letting shit go. Like, stop being fucking ridiculous. You are being extra right now. You need to take a long look in the mirror and let that shit go. And I'm gonna give you a perfect recent example from my world of letting it go. And it feels so damn good. So let's jump in. No joke, you guys. We bought a brand new, beautiful F-150 truck this year. It's gorgeous. I love it so much. And Derek wanted to put a motherfucking topper on it. And I hate that. I hate them so much. Like, I think that they look ridiculous. And my whole thing is, why the fuck are you gonna put this super expensive, ugly piece of metal on top of our beautiful truck when you could have just bought an SUV? Like, if that's what you wanted, you should have just bought a fucking Tahoe because trucks with toppers look ridiculous. Like, that is my opinion about that. And that's probably never going to change. So, since we bought this truck back in April, this has been an ongoing conversation. And it came to the point where I was like, seriously, like, I don't want to have this conversation anymore. I do not want a topper on the truck. I hate it. I'm not a fan. Like, we're not doing it. And finally, after a while, Derek kind of let it go. And then a brand new topper came out. And he's like, oh my God, like if I were ever to do that, like if I could do that, oh my gosh, I found the topper that I would get. And he's texting me at work about this fucking topper. And in that moment, I had had enough. I was like, why? Why am I fighting this so hard? When I look back on my life in 50 years, am I gonna care that we had a fucking ugly ass topper on our truck? No. Like, and if that's what I'm worried about 50 years from now, I have bigger problems in my life, right? So I'm sitting there at my desk and he's sending me another motherfucking picture of a topper. And I'm like, who the fuck cares? Like, put a topper on the truck. Like, go for it, babe. If it makes you happy, do your thing. And in that moment, not only was Derek ridiculously over the moon happy and excited, but a weight was lifted off of me. For so long, I had been putting up this fight about something that doesn't matter. And it got me thinking, where else am I doing that in areas of my life? Where else am I stewing about things, letting shit eat at me that don't matter? And I know if you are a loyal fan of the Anxious Therapist podcast, then you've already heard me talk about this because dwelling and stewing, it gets the best of us. And I'm a big fan of being aware of that negative energy and those thoughts and how that impacts our day-to-day life. And so it got me thinking about where else is this happening? And if I'm struggling with this, someone who is very self-aware, very, I don't ever ask you guys to do things that I haven't already done myself. And so I'm like, man, if I'm struggling with this, then I'm sure that some of you guys are too. But sometimes we just want to have our voices heard. And I think the biggest thing with this fucking topper was that I needed Derek to know that I don't like it. It's not my first choice, but I understand that for you, it's going to serve a purpose, that you like it, that you worked really hard for us to be able to afford this truck. So I want that for you. And in that moment, I was like, damn, this is love. Like, this is, it's taken me a few months to get on board, but this is true love. And that's really what it's about. It's about giving where you can and, you know, giving into some of those compromises and just being like, yeah, Derek won this one. It was hard fought, man. It took him months of convincing, but it wasn't really him that he didn't need to convince me. I needed to get there myself. I needed to figure it out and realize it because he could have just gone out and done it and there would have been nothing I could have done about it. But he respected me enough to wait it out until I came around. And I'm not thrilled that we're going to get this hideous topper on our truck, but it makes him happy. And at the end of the day, that's really all that I want. I want for us to both be happy and successful and full of love. And man, if I need to just give a little bit for that, then get the fucking topper. So now it's your turn. Reflect a little bit about your world. Where are you holding on to things that you don't need to hold on to? Where are you fighting battles that aren't your battle to fight? Where can you give a little to make the people around you happy, but still respect your own wishes? Where can you make a small sacrifice and give a little bit? I mean, just be willing to let shit go, because in the end, it's only hurting you. Like, yeah, Derek was bummed out that he wasn't going to get a topper on his truck, but he had settled. He's like, I'll just get a tonneau cover and I'll be fine. Like, it'll be okay because I don't mind tonneau covers. But what he really wanted was a topper. But we were willing to have that compromise and still be both okay. But this way, he's happy and I'm happy because he's happy and I let it go. Like, it was just weighing on me. This is such a ridiculous thing and it sounds so silly, but sometimes we don't even realize. Like, from that first day where he was like, I remember we were driving down the road and he saw a brand new F-150 with a topper on it. And he's like, that's going to be my truck. Like, that's going to be our truck right there. Like, that's what I want. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I hate that. That's ugly. There's probably a 90-year-old man driving that. Like, that's probably exactly how our conversation sounded. And he was like, are you serious? Like, you really hate them that much? Why? And, you know, and we're going on and on and on about this fucking topper. And I could have saved us months if in that moment I would have just been like, oh, it sounds like it's really important to you to have one. Like, is it serve a function? You know, hear him out. But I was just set on, nope, I hate it. That's not happening. We're not doing that. You will look like an old man. And I sometimes, admittedly, get sucked into what things look like. And to me, our truck, the way it is, looks better than with a topper. But for him, it's more functional. And he likes it with one. So either way, I'm winning. We have a beautiful truck. It's serving a purpose to get us from point A to point B. And sometimes it just comes down to functionality and purpose. Does anything else besides that really matter? What is a truck topper of your world that you're holding on to that you could maybe let go? As long as it's not gonna harm you or someone else, let that shit go. I promise you will feel better once you do. You guys, I hope you love this episode. I hope you enjoy getting to hear about the real world issues that Derek and I have, the things and thoughts and feelings that I struggle with, because that's what I'm here for. I wanna talk about the real, the relatable. So I would love to know what you think of this episode by leaving a review, and then we can connect and I can hear directly from you and we can reach even more people with the Anxious Therapist podcast. I appreciate you. I value you. I'm so grateful for you and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.